Seeing none, we'll be moving to the Community Engagement Committee. Seeing none, we'll be moving to the Comprehensive Governance Review. Councillor Liao, do you still wish to be part of this committee?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Perfect. Anyone else wish to join Councillor Liao in this committee? Seeing none, we'll be moving to the Environment Committee. Councillor Holton, do you still wish to be part of the Environment Committee?
Yeah.
Perfect. Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll be moving to the Equity Committee. Councillor Java, do you still wish to be part of the Equity Committee?
Yes.
Same question extends to you, Councillor Zhang.
I would actually prefer to have my preference move to the Somoza Committee, please.
All right. I believe our parliamentarian Cower is moving you. Perfect.
Thank you.
A pleasure. So if we go back up. All right. So for the Finance Committee, Councillor Ford, do you still wish to be part of this committee?
He stepped down. Signed.
Oh, yeah. So let's remove him then. Anybody who wishes to be part of the Finance Committee? Councillor Kwasi?
Yes.
Great. Councillor Kugelmas?
Yes.
All right. Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll be moving to the Comité des Affaires Francophones. Conseiller Desrochers?
Oui, toujours.
Parfait. Conseiller Koussa?
Oui, toujours. Et en fait, si on pouvait enlever mon nom du Affordable Student Housing Committee, parce que je n'ai pas réalisé que j'étais en francophone aussi.
Ça va être fait.
Merci.
All right, moving on to the Funding Committee. Anybody who wishes to be added? Councillor Kugelmas? You wish to be added, or is that a question?
No, sorry. That was from last time.
No worries. Anybody wishes to be added? All right. So we're moving on to Indigenous Affairs Committee. Anybody wishes to be added? Councillor South?
Yep.
Perfect. So Councillor South has been added. The Library Improvement Fund Committee. The Mental Health Committee, Councillor Khamis, do you still wish to be part of this committee?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Councillor Saad?
Yep, thanks.
Councillor Gurung?
Sorry, yeah, I would as well.
Perfect. Councillor Bilia?
Yes.
Sorry, I think I keep mispronouncing your name. Can you repeat to me how I pronounce it?
Belia.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who wishes to be added? Seeing none. The Steering Committee. Councillor Belia?
My bad. It's from earlier.
No worries. Councillor Javed?
Yes.
All right, anybody else wishes to join us in the steering committee? All right, the Student Society Programming Network.
Oh, can I be on the steering committee as well, please?
Of course. So that's Councillor Kusa?
Yes, it is.
Councillor Perez, is that for the steering committee or the SSBN?
SSBN.
All right. Anybody else for the SSBN? Councillor Javed?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I forgot to...
Don't worry about it. Moving on to the Student Society at McGill for Maintaining Operations and Strategic Advancement, also known as SMOSA. Councillor Zhang, I imagine you still wish to be added?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Anybody else wishes to be added to SMOSA? Seeing none, we have exhausted this list. Let me go through and see the points of contention. I believe we only have one. So that is the Mental Health Committee. Yes, Councillor Perez Diniakos. Sorry about that. Just because I couldn't see your full name on Zoom. But now that you sent me a message, that will be corrected. One moment. So before we enter a discussion about the Mental Health Committee, is every councillor present here with the exception of the execs sitting on at least one committee? Can I just get a verbal confirmation?
Yes, for me.
Yes, for me.
Perfect. Remember, it's your responsibility if you're not on any committee to let me know right now.
Sorry to interrupt, but for now, I have not, as I told earlier, my condition are really not optimal, and I've not been able to have all the information about the different committees. Do I absolutely have to choose a committee tonight? Maybe I can think ahead and gather more information and then inform the people that need, that need to be informed on the committee I wish to join.
If one of the VPs could answer that question, it'd be appreciated because I'm not certain.
Could we actually ask the governance manager?
Or governance manager, of course.
Sure, thank you. Yes, no problem. If you're able to email us which committee you would like to sit on, maybe by the end of next week, that would be great. Considering you just joined today. So that's perfectly acceptable. But as long as everyone else that's present here today, with the exception of the executives, as long as you're assigned to one committee at least, that should be fine. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the information.
A pleasure. All right, so we'll now be heading into towards debate on the Mental Health Committee. So I'll be calling upon you, all the four councillors that apply for this committee, to present why you should be on this committee. And in the end, we'll be voting on which one of you will be sitting on the committee. So I'll call upon, you have a 1 minute speaking time. Councillor Gurung?
I think I'm just going to take myself off this committee.
Perfect. Are you on another committee already?
No, I'm not. I'm just looking through them right now really quickly. Can I let you know in like once the discussion's done which one I'd like to join?
That's fine with me, yes. Sure. All right. So, Councillor Khamis.
Yes, thank you. So, hello, everyone. I'm Councillor Khamis. I'm from Science at McGill. And the reason that I'd like to be part of this council is due to my past experience in taking part in several mental health advocacy initiatives. First and foremost, last year, I was the president of the First Year Undergraduate Science Society, where we catalyzed many mental health initiatives for first years who had never been on campus. And I think this was definitely a large contributor to examining different mental health struggles of students in the undergraduate population at McGill and working towards meaningful initiatives both on social media and on our other resources to combat this. I would love to contribute my competencies towards this committee as such. And I'm also currently working on reading some of the relevant policy and procedure related to mental health as I'm in the process of helping our science senator with additional mental health resources. And finally, for a couple of years, I worked for an organization in Toronto called Brainspace that aims to destigmatize student mental health. And I think that this experience can also lend itself to my motivation towards being on this committee. So all in all, I would really love to serve therein. And I hope that this can prove some of my competencies for this position. I promise to work as hard as possible to make it a better place. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Councillor. On the dot with the 1 minute. Councillor Saad.
Thank you. I mean, look, let's be honest, everyone's mental health has worsened a lot during the pandemic, and it really goes beyond school. It's about daily life. And for me, when I ran for this position as counselor, I made mental health a core part of my platform. You know, I spoke to countless management students, and a lot of them opened up to me about their struggles. And that made me really want to put this at the forefront of what I'm trying to do here in student government. I've worked with Jack.org McGill, which is a mental health advocacy group for students on college and university campuses. And I want to echo what the last counselor just said. Destigmatizing is such a huge part of what we need to do. There's a lot of work to be done. And I mean, student government for me is meant to really be about caring for students and making sure that they have a good and healthy environment on campus. And there's a lot of room for improvement. So I would be honored to serve on this committee. And I'm looking forward to really being able to do a lot of very needed work.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Bellier.
I'm Julie. I've been a student representative last year. I'm happy to do it again this year. And like Councillor Saad said, mental health is a really critical issue, especially this year, especially considering everything we've all been through recently. And the project that I especially want to work on this year is one with an organization called Greenhound Canada. They've reached out to me. They want to do workshops with SMU and they're an organization that advocates for mental health and organizes community connectedness and plant care workshops. And I would really, really like to bring that project to fruition this year and actually have an impact on the McGill community.
Thank you, Councillor. We'll now be entering voting on these councillors. We can take 30 seconds just so that we have time to set up the form real quick.
Quick question, are the councillors in question going for this committee? Are we allowed to vote as well?
Yes, you will be allowed to vote. We might actually do, Governance Manager, I think that'd be a good idea. We should probably do it through Zoom vote. That way we can keep the voting form for the entire motion. So we'll be creating a Zoom poll with all the names, and the two councillors with the highest amount of votes will be on the committee. Is that good with everybody?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So please give us 30 seconds to set up the Zoom poll. All right, so the poll has been launched. Please enter your answers now.
The poll only let me submit one option. Is that the intention? Voting for two?
That is a good point.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Let me restart that. My apologies.
Yeah. We will be redoing it. Worst case, I know Zoom polls might be limited, Governor General. So, Governance Manager. So if that doesn't work, we can do a first poll on the first choice and then a second poll with the two people left.
Sorry, I already voted with the incorrect assumption of voting for someone that I did want to be nominated. Can you review that again and like start the poll over?
Yeah, so we're going to start a new poll in a second with the option to vote for two people instead of for one, since there are two seats in the committee.
Perfect, thank you.
You'll be able to share your vote.
Okay, let me know if you're able to vote in this new poll.
Should work, but do bear in mind you can only vote for two people. Do not vote for all three.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to vote? I'll be closing the poll whenever the speaker lets us know.
If anybody has not had the chance to vote, we'll be closing. All right, so voting has closed. The two councillors selected for the Mental Health Committee are Councillor Khamis and Councillor Bellio. Councillor Saad, would you want to be added to another committee?
I'm good with the Indigenous one for now, but thanks.
Pleasure. There was another councillor who mentioned they wanted to be added after we were done.
Yeah, that was me. Could you add me to the Community Engagement Committee?
All right. So that's Councillor Groom. Perfect. So that is your committees. If there are any problems with them, feel free to send an email to Mikael. All right. So we'll now be voting on this motion. Please go onto your voting form. It'll be voting form number 2, motion regarding Legislative Council Committee allocations. Please raise your hand if there's any problem accessing the poll. Voting period will last for another minute.
Sorry, could you repeat where is the voting form?
So the voting form is located in the voting directions document. The voting directions document is located on the Legislative Council Drive. Go down to our date. So like it's Legislative Council Drive 2021-2022 meetings, then today's date, and then you'll find a document called Councilor Voting Directions.
All right, thank you.
A pleasure. All right, so voting has closed. Uh, This motion passes unanimously. All right. We'll be skipping point 12C as it has been approved with as a consent item. And we'll now be entering point 12B, motion regarding nominations to the Society's Board of Directors. So if I open the motion. Would VP Delouvrier or Representative Kusa please take the floor?
Yeah, of course. So this is very straightforward, just like the nominations to the committees. The highest governing body of the Society's Board of Directors. And we need people to fill it up. And these people are counselors and executives and members at large, of course. And currently, all of the executive positions have been filled except for one, which is why I'd like to nominate Acting Vice President Internal Sarah Pollan to this position. I believe she'll make a great addition to the Board of Directors, to the Board of Directors voting part. And then we need someone else to nominate themselves as the council representative. I yield my time.
Thank you, VP. We'll now be entering a question period. If there's any questions, please raise your hands. Councillor, please take the floor.
Just to confirm that to nominate yourself for the Board of Directors in these positions, one has to be a Canadian citizen.
That is correct, according to the Constitution, you have to be over 18 and a Canadian citizen because SMU holds a liquor license for GERTS. That simple. It's also why I don't have a vote.
Thank you for this clarification. Governance Manager, would you wish to clarify for the previous motion quickly what you just sent me?
Sure. Just quickly for everybody, in terms of next steps for the committee allocations, sorry to jump back to that, just to let everyone know. So the speaker will be sending your contact information, so your SMU email address and name to the committee chairs and the commissioners. So whatever committee you'll be sitting on, the commissioners should get in touch with you once they receive your information so that you can start sitting on that committee. And if you don't hear from them, let us know.
Perfect. Thank you. Is there any other questions according to about motion regarding nomination to the Society's Board of Directors? Councillor Javed.
So we all got an email, I believe, a couple of weeks back about voting on this motion. I'm just wondering why it's being brought up again, if we voted via email or if this is a different motion.
As I was not here a few weeks back, Governance Manager, could you clarify?
Sure, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Javed, for that question. So unfortunately, that motion did not receive quorum. And as well, we wanted to also bring this back to give an opportunity for a councillor to be nominated to sit on the board effective immediately.
Thank you. Councillor Javed?
Yeah, I just have a follow-up question to that. So how would a counselor, run for the position or nominate himself for the position?
So you would do so right after question period. We'll be asking for nominations and it'll be added in the form of an amendment into the motion. Perfect. Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll now be entertaining nominations for councillor. So if you wish to be added onto the board of directors, please raise your hand. I recognize Councillor Javed. I recognize Councillor Kusa. All right, seeing nobody else, could we add Councillor Javed and Councillor Kusa in yellow into the motion, please? Perfect, thank you. So we'll do the same thing as we did before. You will present. Councillor Beaulieu, you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that Councillor Wan still sits on the board of directors. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yes, Councillor Wan still sits on the board of directors.
Perfect, thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we will be entertaining a 2-minute debate, or at least a 2-minute speech by Councillor Javed.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ganya. I want to run for the position of Board of Directors because I feel I can represent the council as well as represent our constituents on board. I have experience sitting on AUS last year as recurring secretary. It's my second year on AUS. My first year on SMU, obviously. But last year, I was involved in SMU with the BB University Affairs, their IRP advisory board. I also sat on REP, Racialized Equity Person Subcommittee last year, and I currently sit on it right now. So I have a lot of experience in different student groups on campus. I also currently work for Residence Life. So I hear a lot about students who are first year students and especially those who live in residences. So I feel I could bring all these experiences to board. Yeah, and that's all for me.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Ganya, for talking. I believe that I would be an addition to the board. Firstly, I did AUS Legislative Council last year as well, so I'm pretty familiar with Robert's Rules and student government overall. I sat on many committees as well. Moreover, I'm a Francophone, so I have that ability to speak and converse in English and French, so that might be beneficial for board. What else? I think that's it. I did not prepare anything because I didn't think we were going to speak on that, but I'd be very, very happy to be on board. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. We'll now be proceeding exactly the same way as we did before with a poll on Zoom. So please give us a few seconds to prepare the poll. All right, so the poll is ready. You will have a minute to vote on your councillor of choice. Has everybody voted?
Sorry, if we're not
two votes.
If we're nominating both of them, why could we only pick one?
So there is only one slot onto the this motion. So we can only nominate one of them.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No worries. We wrote both of them down just so that we could see them. The "and" shouldn't be there. We should have just wrote Councillor Javed and Councillor Kusa. But it is one or the other. All right. So the time is up. The poll has ended. Councillor Javed has been selected for the board of directors. All right. So we'll now be voting on the motion regarding nominations to the society's board of directors. So please go back onto your voting form. My apologies. Yeah, so it's voting form number 3. Does everybody have access to it? All right, so the time has elapsed. The voting form will be closed. This motion is passed unanimously. I'd like to remind you all to please vote on the motions or send me a message or just speak up if you're unable to vote by the time I close the voting, because we should be getting about 23 to 24 votes. Instead, we are getting about 19. So there are some people who are not voting. If you wish to vote and you're just simply unable to access the form or such technical difficulties, please just speak up and we'll be pausing the timer just for you. All right, so we'll now be moving to new business 12E. This is the motion regarding adoption of an open letter in support of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, Lettre ouverte pour la Journée nationale de la vérité et de la réconciliation. Councillor Javed, do you wish to present this motion?
Yeah, I could present the motion.
Thank you.
Since the president's not here. Okay, so basically this motion is for this move to send solidarity and supporting Indigenous communities and Indigenous students on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which is on Thursday, September 30th, which is next week, I believe. So the day is recognized as a national federal holiday. It's also known as the Orange Shirt Day, which is an Indigenous-led grassroots commemorative day that honors the children who survived Indian residential schools and remembers who did not. So the background or the rationale, the open letter is linked. I also believe it's in the appendix. So the open letter basically calls on for SMU and the McGill University to stand in solidarity of the demands in the open letter. and in support of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. So there are four demands. I can read them off. So it calls for canceling all classes after 12 p.m. on September 30th to provide accommodation for students who do not show up, particularly Indigenous students. It also states to intensify efforts towards full decolonization of the university by, for example, creating separate space for Indigenous students, professors, and staff and all faculties, also including more Indigenous people into university and faculties administration structure, by also reviewing McGill's branding and promotional materials in light of the fact that it was constructed on traditional Kanyangahaga lands and that James McGill owned Indigenous slaves. Oh, I believe my time's up, but the rest of the 2 points are over there.
Thank you, Councillor. Your time has elapsed. We'll now be entering a Q&A. So, Councillor Down, VP Downey.
Hi. If Councillor, I'm sorry, is it Javed or Javed?
Javed.
If Councillor Javed would be able to answer this, that would be awesome. Right now, I have concerns that the, for context, the rest of the executive committee was not aware that this was coming. And I know that the Indigenous equity researcher at SMU has been collaborating with the SMU communications department to work on something. I'm also just concerned that the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner was not consulted on this because she is an expert on this. I don't think this is a bad idea at all, and I do think that we should be taking some action in line with our Indigenous solidarity policy for this day. I'm just concerned that the proper steps for consultation were not followed here, and I just want to make sure that non-Indigenous voices are not speaking over Indigenous voices on a day like this or any day.
Thank you, VP Downey. Just going on, please do keep the question period with questions. And so we can keep the debate afterwards. But we need to start off with questions.
That's my bad. I'm very sorry.
No worries. VP de Louvier.
Thank you. And thank you to Councillor Javed for stepping up and motivating this motion. I was just wondering, and if you're unable to do so, that is totally okay. If you could just specify quickly what kind of consultations were completed with the listed organizations, or for example, if you could just elaborate on the ISA ongoing consultation, if it's more by email, we're definitely working in tandem with them, like what kind of consultations is getting completed?
Yeah, of course. Unfortunately, I was brought super late into the motion, and the president's not here. So he would be the better person to answer this, because I wasn't really involved in any of these meetings. I know that doesn't answer your question, but that's all I can offer at this point.
Thank you. Councillor Saad.
Thank you. I also agree. I love the nature and the essence of this motion. And whether the councillor is able to answer my question or not, I just definitely want it on the record. I just was wondering if we could get some specifics when it comes to, I believe it was the third, call to action in the motion when it comes to rebranding in sight of the fact that James McGill owned slaves. I don't think anybody's debating the fact that that's terrible and that needs to be acknowledged and definitely actions need to be taken. But I was just wondering if we could get some specifics on what that rebranding would entail.
Yeah, of course. I believe the wording could be changed. I would be open to a friendly amendment, but I think a better word to be used to be acknowledging more that James McGill owned Indigenous slaves. Because I think the university doesn't do a lot to acknowledge its past. I hope that answers your question.
Definitely.
Thank you, councillors. Councillor Saad, was that another question?
Nope, sorry, I put my hand down.
No worries. All right, seeing no more questions, we'll be entering debate. Councillor Saad?
So this is just something that I was thinking of in terms of the canceling the classes on the 12th. I think that that's, not on the 12th, but after 12 p.m. I think that's a great idea. I was just wondering, and I wanted to hear what other councillors were thinking about canceling the Legislative Council meeting, because in my mind, I understand the sentiment behind it. But if the event does start at 12, we would ideally be done by 6 p.m. And I think a really great way to stand in solidarity is as representatives to actually discuss these issues and to make sure that we're doing our jobs to all students, including Indigenous students. So I just want to know what people think about that and what the general sentiment was. Personally, I would be fine with having the Legislative Council meeting still, but if a lot of people feel differently, I'd love to hear it.
Thank you, Councillor. VP Pourain.
Thank you. I agree with Councillor Saad. I think that this should be like a space where we can, Carla's like right behind me, she's laughing at me. I think that we can use Legislative Council as a space to like actually do good, and canceling it kind of like does the opposite of what we want, which would be like people would see us as a day off instead of a day of like recognition. So I think we can actually use this time to do some good and pass legislation or have like a speaker come in or something of that sort, to actually make a difference instead of just treating this as like some kind of like holiday, if that makes sense.
Thank you. VP de Louvier.
Thank you. Yeah, I would like to echo these points as well. I know there had been talks about whether or not to like what the executive committee stance was on canceling Leg Council. I personally believe that not going into debate and taking a moment to acknowledge on this day is very important. Sorry, I am receiving messages from certain individuals in this call. However, what could work very well and underline the importance of this event could be to hold Leg Council but end it early and just simply, like Director Pollins, Vice President Pollins said, have a speaker come in, maybe a moment of silence, and just an open conversation about Remembrance Day instead of actually debating proper motions.
Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. In that I don't really see, if we do cancel the meeting, I don't think we should frame it in any way as a holiday or a day off. It's a time off for reflection. It's a time off for respect. And unless I think we do something special, like bring in a speaker or something that is actually relevant to the issue, I don't think hosting a regular council meeting on that day is of the best taste.
Thank you. Councillor Perez Tiniakos.
So I guess what I would like to say right now is that it concerns me the fact that the Indigenous Commissioner was not consulted about the actions of this motion. I completely support the idea, but I feel like the Indigenous Commissioner, being like the highest person within SMU, should have been consulted. It also worries me, if I understood correctly, that the Indigenous Commissioner is a woman. The fact that this motion was carried out by a male executive within the SMU, that it's another case of what was previously described in the Daily article. Thank you.
Thank you. We are coming close to the end of the time for debate. I'll be entertaining two more speakers. VP de Louvrier.
Thank you. I'm also going to be echoing the previous speaker's points. It is true that consultation with the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner, who we hire specifically for this purpose, is worrying, well, the lack thereof of consultation. I also know that we've had difficulties over the last few months reaching the IAC, which is said to have been consulted with on this motion. So I don't know what kind of consultation was completed, which is why I originally asked the kind of consultation that was completed. But I would like the record to show that while the intent behind this motion is great, the lack of consultation and debate on it is worrisome. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? We have space for one more speaker. Seeing none, we'll be entering voting. So please head towards your voting form. It should be open in a moment.
Sorry, just out of curiosity, are we voting on the motion right now, or is there room for amendments, or how would that process work?
If you wish to add amendments, that would be right now before we open the voting, but we've already opened the voting. We can close it now quickly. Do you have any amendments in mind that you want to send in?
Yeah, I do. Should I just state them?
If you could put them in writing, that'd be very much preferable.
So I'm currently driving, which is a little problematic. So would I be able to state them instead?
Seeing as you're driving, we can certainly... parliamentarian, could you take down... Can you note down his amendment?
Sure, I can do that.
Thank you, very appreciated. Okay, please state your amendment.
Thank you, guys. My apologies for this. It's basically what we discussed. So essentially... well, something that I mentioned earlier, rephrasing instead of rebranding, but I guess increased acknowledgement. And then also not canceling the Legislative Council meeting, but instead giving it a more Indigenous focused approach and potentially having a guest speaker.
We have a hand up, VP Downey.
Apologies, I was going to suggest the removal of the word branding, but someone else has already suggested that, so thank you.
Perfect. Councillor Holton.
If this motion is not approved right now, or it's not passed, if when we vote on it now, are we able to do those consultations? Is the date of civil dollar to do this consultation time and work out what exactly Indigenous focused. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Could you repeat just the last bits of your sentence?
Is there time to hold the vote, carry out due process and consultation, and figure out what we mean by an Indigenous focused meeting? Again, I support these amendments, but I think they're very vague in their constructions, and due diligence hasn't really been done yet on the motion. So while I support it, in theory, I can't really vote to approve it.
All right. So just for future reference, this would have been great for the debate period, which we've now passed. So I don't know if the other councils have raised their hands, if it's to answer that or to continue this debate, but the debate period has already passed. If you wish to extend a debate period, we can motion to extend it, and we can discuss this further.
That's okay. I won't put that in play.
No worries. But if you have a motion, could you please so only put your hand up right now if you have a motion, because we're beyond debate. VP Downey.
Motion to extend or reopen the debate period by 10 minutes.
That is in order.
I'll second.
Perfect. So we have a second. We will be opening a Zoom poll in a second. Councillor Holton, is there another motion that you wish to add?
No, just if we pass the motion to debate, I want to restate my question.
Perfect. General Manager, I do not have access to creating polls. I can see if passables, I can start them, but I can't create some. Could you please create?
Sure, absolutely. So this is a motion to re-enter debate period?
Yes, so it's an extension of 10 minutes for the debate period.
Okay, I think instead of the straw poll, can we do just maybe a raise of hand?
Sure, that's a good point. We can actually start by just asking, is there anybody against an extension? Seeing none, by unanimous consent, we will be adding 10 minutes to the debate period. There has been two votes, if I'm not mistaken, that have already passed through when we opened the voting for a second there. I'll see what I can do with removing those votes so to allow you to vote afterwards once more in the meantime while the debate is going on. So we will now be entering a 10-minute debate. Councillor Holton.
Yeah, my question of clarification is just, I wanted to make sure I'm right that September 30th is a set day already. This is not a day that we're choosing, but it's a set day for a day of reconciliation, and that our motion is simply actions that we would take around that day. So if we decided there was more process needed here, we wouldn't actually have time to carry that out and vote again on this motion before September 30th.
Thank you. Councillor Kugelmaus.
I'd just like to put on the record that I still feel that we should consider that more consultation needs to be done as recognized by the VP and the other councillors before we continue and maybe decide to approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we continue, I'll pause the timer for a second. Councillor Saad, could you reiterate on your amendment the part about keeping the meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're okay with it, can I also address the points that I believe it was Councillor Holton who brought up a couple of points that I can clarify about the amendment itself?
So you'll be able to address these in a second when I'm going to resume the time. Just for now, just repair your amendment. Okay.
So basically it was to still hold a legislative council meeting, but give it more of an Indigenous focus.
Perfect. Thank you very much. All right. So the floor is yours for debate.
Oh, the floor is mine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So yeah, just in terms of clarifying Indigenous focus, there were a couple of ideas suggested that I think are great. Those include a minute of silence, as well as hosting a guest speaker concerning Indigenous issues. So it can be either someone from McGill or a member of parliament, up to the discretion of whoever brings the speaker in. And then perhaps a discussion afterwards about, you know, Indigenous affairs at McGill and how best we can support Indigenous minorities. Just those three points, really. If anyone has other ideas, I would love to hear them.
Thank you, Councillor. VP Downey?
Yeah, so a lot of this just has been said before, but I am concerned about the lack of consultations. I'm concerned just that this wasn't communicated as a plan to the rest of the executive committee. And I know that there is, again, something in the works being done by one of the SMU Indigenous Affairs portfolio employees, the Indigenous Equity Researcher. They've been working on that with the communications department. Again, I want to be very clear, it is good that SMU is doing something in recognition of this day, and we will be doing something. It's just, I don't think that this is the, given the non-exhaustive consultation and perhaps the sort of miscommunication of who is tasked with doing this, I don't believe that this is like the appropriate motion to commit to our mandate of solidarity. I have those concerns.
Thank you, Vice President. Councillor Zhang.
I again have concerns about the meeting in terms of, say, bringing in a speaker or some kind of special programming to have an Indigenous focus, I would just like to remind everyone that the meeting is in a week. And so far, none of those things have been planned. Say we want to bring in a speaker. Is it even possible to bring a speaker within less than a week of notice? And if we're bringing an Indigenous speaker to speak on Indigenous issues, I think the very minimal we can do is to fairly financially compensate them for their emotional labor as well. And do we have plans as to where that budget is going to come from if we choose to do that, right? There's a lot of logistics that we're discussing at a very, very last minute. And I have concerns that we're not going to be able to execute it in a way that's actually constructive. And I'm worried that it's going to turn out to be something that's poorly planned and performative, unfortunately, which would not be our intentions.
Thank you, Councilor. Councilor Javid.
I hear all the councilors and the VPs. Unfortunately, I cannot speak for the president, so I won't be able to answer any of those questions. But just to address, I think it was Councilor Holton who talked about the date. So yes, the date is the national federal holiday. So it was passed by the federal government. It is an actual date for next Thursday. We can't move it. And I think he also raised another point, if this motion can be brought again. Unfortunately, SMOOG Council is not next week, it's going to be the following week. So this motion would be too late to bring back to council.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Perez-Tiniagos.
To bring to the point that we could potentially, I don't know if this can be done, but move this motion to be voted by mail once all the proper consultations have been done, just so we can actually work on something that has an actual effect on, and it's just not simply performative. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kugelmas?
I just want the record to show that I completely concur with VP Downey. Thank you.
Appreciate it. VP Sater.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I missed this being said earlier. What specific consultations were we looking at? So that we can make sure that we're action-oriented. Outside of the consultations that have already been completed, what groups would we specifically be looking at? Because this is a kind of, as everyone has said, this is a very, very short time frame until the 30th. And so I guess I just, on a logistics point of view, I'd like to know, like, should we be like sending out emails like tonight to people? Like, how are we going to make sure that that's all done in the next, say, 4 working days?
Thank you. VP Downey?
I am able to reach out to the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner as well as the Indigenous Equity Researcher. But again, as I've said, the Indigenous Equity Researcher had been working on something else with the Communications Department. So I don't want to add to confusion about this. I've also... No, that's all I had to say. My apologies.
No worries. Thank you. Are there any more speakers for this debate? Councillor Saad.
Thank you. So just in terms of the speaker itself and the issues that were brought up in terms of, funding and compensation, I don't remember the exact words that are the exact organizations that were just mentioned, but we do have a number of them on campus, Indigenous focused organizations that could potentially provide guest speakers. I also know that there's a number of members of parliament here in Montreal, Mark Miller, for example, who is the Indigenous Affairs Minister, who we could potentially reach out to and who wouldn't require compensation. So I'd be more than happy to reach out to these different groups and see if we could gather a guest speaker in the next week. While it is tight though, we can obviously also add to the amendment that if we can't get a guest speaker, then we just won't have one. But I think that the moment of silence in the discussion could definitely be fruitful.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any other speakers for this debate? We have space for 2 more. Seeing none. Councillor Javed, are the amendments added to this motion friendly?
I only see one. It's only acknowledgement. So I'm wondering if...
If you scroll down onto motion or resolution for approval.
Okay. Yeah, those are friendly amendments.
Perfect. So all the amendments are friendly?
Yes.
Perfect. So the whole motion will be voted as one with the amendments included. Pause the timer. And so unless there is another point or another motion that would interrupt this, VP Downey?
I just wanted to express concern at someone's suggestion to invite Mark Miller. I think it would be inappropriate and not in line with our Indigenous solidarity policy to invite a non-Indigenous person who takes on a role of Indigenous leadership in the Canadian government. I don't think that's appropriate, and I think that that would be a very bad look and not be a part of our actual commitment to solidarity. And again, just if we are going to have a speaker that is Indigenous, we would need to have plans figured out for compensation as well as for finding someone that wants to come speak to us with a week's notice.
Downey, the debate period has ended. Sorry. And sorry to Councillor Saad, I can't allow you to reply to this. The debate period has ended. I will be taking motions if there are any to right now. If not, we can enter directly into voting.
Sorry, I just wanted a clarification. So is the motion we're currently voting on the amended version, where we will be having a meeting, but it will have an Indigenous focus and potentially a speaker?
Yes, so the motion we're voting on is the amendment, the amended version. Perfect. All right, so voting will be opened. Please enter the voting sheet. You have 1 minute to vote.